Alright, sorry, take two. I messed up the last one. But we didn't get very far. I started blathering on about dumb stuff. It's July the 4th, 2011. And that's in Japan, so tomorrow you guys can celebrate and do your whole fireworks thing. I don't like fireworks very much. Mm. What do you think of fireworks?
Oh. Little fireworks? Mm. It's okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets out of your hand.
I have control.
I like to sit somewhere far away.
Okay. So, I won't railroad this time. Pardon the eating sounds. We watched Super 8 today. So, we didn't get very far, so why don't you... Do you want to start? You want me to start?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really bad. Okay, I'm sorry. Those were super good. Super 8 was super good. No, but in all seriousness, it was, I think you put it best. Many people are saying the same thing. I don't know how cliche this will sound, but it is really a love letter to the films that we grew up on, I think. As you said, we are children of the 80s.
Mm.
What movies do you think really influenced it?
Goonies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does have that very Scooby-Doo... You know, sort of wild thought process of a child, you know?
Mm.
Like, without giving too much away, they have to complete this task.
Mm.
But instead of just saying, like, God, like, what are we going to do? Let's just look around.
Mm.
Instead, they're like, let's do this completely bizarre and random thing. And it ends up working because it's kid logic.
Mm.
But I think that sort of thing, like, I felt like the violence was good. Because I was shocked by it, because it's kids in the center of the frame, but you're also seeing the sort of violence you'd see in any cop or action movie these days. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like R, it was PG-13, and they squeeze every bit of PG-13 out of that.
I like how... So, is it PG-13?
13, yeah.
I see.
Which you can get...
He's a huge pothead.
Yeah.
And
the character's fun.
Like so many major explosions and firing.
And there's like lots of
gory too sometimes.
Yeah, there's a bit of it. It's not squeamish about getting bloody, and I think that it feels like, as you said, the Goonies. But I feel like it is respecting the people who grew up and can now handle, like, okay, well, what if in Goonies they had to like kill dudes, you know? I mean, I don't think the kids kill anybody, but there's rampant death. Great score. Lost guy. Mike. I cannot pronounce his friggin' name. Michael Giacchino. Giacchino, I guess.
Yeah.
Giacchino? Giacchino? Anyway.
Giacchino?
Yeah. He did, like, Speed Racer. He did Star Trek.
Mm.
And he did Lost. He's basically Abrams' dude. And I think that, and I mean, there were points when we looked at each other and we were like, yeah, that sounds like Lost. Which I don't mind at all, because it was awesome. I've been blabbing on, so you give some thoughts.
It's okay. On the way back home, Tristan and I were talking, like, how it worked out to make kids... the center focus, because if the lines were spoken by adult characters, it would have been very boring.
Really shifting the perspective to kids changes the way that you look at that movie. I'm really sick of, like, Predators or all the AVP movies, which were wretched.
Yeah, very pure.
And in those movies, you hate the characters. And the whole point of horror is that you have to like some characters because you want someone to survive. You don't just want the monster to kill everybody.
That's bad.
You know? But most of the time, they're completely disposable, throwaway characters. But in this, I think that saved it. I think the writing was also incredibly good, but the casting also. Great actors in that, huh?
Pacing was really good.
And even though the action was at sometimes, like, really over the top, I think it worked.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts?
Great.
Yeah. You should go see it.